It is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it's the biggest dog party of the year for the community. It is Saturday at Matson Lower Harbor Park, September 6th, and registration starts at 9 o'clock. If you haven't registered yet, no problem. Come on down that morning, and the big walk starts at 10 o'clock.
I'll tell you something. We know that people really love what you're doing at U-Paws, because I know here we were helping out last Friday with a cookout over at the Super One Foods and everything like that. And I heard something like just the Marquette location was several thousand dollars, $3,000 something or more that was raised for U-Paws. People coming by just to have a brat or something and give some donations to U-Paws. So you got a popular thing here, which means I think there's a lot of dog owners that are going to come and take part in this.
Oh, absolutely. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. And the community really looks forward to it. And it's going to be beautiful weather. No wet dogs this year.
It is actually looking like Saturday is going to be perfect for it. They're saying sunny, 65, a great day for getting out for a walk with the dog and everything, and won't be overheating either, you know.
Right.
So that's good. But
right.
So what's the schedule? What's the plan? What's happening?
So come on down, Matson Lower Harbor Park, strut your mutt. You can register at 9 o'clock if you haven't registered yet. We'll have goodie bags for the first 200 people, so it's why supplies last. We have bandanas for the dogs, why supplies last. And there's going to be cruising coffee there, providing coffee, all donated. There's baked goods by local businesses. There are going to be a lot of vendors this year, which is fantastic. There's going to be PetSmart there and Nagani Vet Clinic, Ishpeming Vet Clinic, Dr. Hunt. Mm-hmm. There's going to be artists, vendors, and people selling goodies for the dogs. So all kinds of fun stuff. You start your walk at 10 o'clock. It goes all the way around through the lower harbor there, out to Coco's, turns around. There's going to be some water stations, so you'll have some, you know, water along the way. But come on back, because that's when the contests start.
And the contest is made up of what? What are you guys looking for?
Well, we have a variety of contests. One is look-alike, so perfect couple. We also have best costume, and that is a popular one. The costumes that those dogs are put in, and then they'll have the people that match the costumes, so that's always fun. Best trick, so there's a lot of fun contests. But people have been raising pledges for the last few weeks, actually last couple of months. So people are out there. Part of Strut Your Mutt is not just the registration fee, which you can just register. We appreciate that. But people have been raising donations and pledges for their dog. So the more you raise, the more you help, but also the more prizes you get. We have prize incentives for the most pledges raised.
Is there still time if someone registers now? I mean, if they have connections, you'll take those contributions and donations.
Absolutely. You can go onto our website, which is upaws.org. There's a link to our Strut Your Mutt page. You can go on to, it's called firstgiving.com, and it's set up by U-Paws, and you can set up your own website page and send that out. It's safe and secure. I want to add that. Send that out to your family, friends. Ask them for a donation. $5 here, $10 there. It all adds up. And if you want to download on a PDF or paper form, you can also ask folks that way.
Well, the key thing is all the proceeds that are raised go right into the operation of U-Paws, because it's clear to make this distinction that it's not a quote-unquote, you know, humane society. It's not the county whatever. This is a standalone organization that is, you need donations to run.
Absolutely. We are not supported by any national organizations. We're not supported by the county. We depend on our community to support our shelter. We are a no-kill open admission shelter that is there for domestic animals. We are there for people's pets if you cannot keep your pet anymore. We are there for stray animals. We do have services that if you cannot get your animal spayed or neutered, you can call us. We can get you on a list. When we get funds raised, we can help you. So we are there for the domestic animals in this community, and we depend on the community.
So if people want a little more information, what's the website?
www.upaws.org. That's upaws.org. You can give us a call, 906-475-6661.